These days, Ken Hyde dreads walking the pristine sandy beaches along the Sleeping Bear Dunes Park on Lake Michigan. He's the park biologist, and he only has to hike maybe 100 feet to find a dead bird twisted head down and half buried in the sand.
Since the cormorant, just in the last 2 or 3 weeks, we're starting to see a lot more of them. So they're probably starting to migrate down from the upper parts of the lake.
Last year, botulism killed over 2,500 birds along a 35-mile stretch of this shoreline, mostly gulls and diving ducks, including nearly 200 loons migrating south from Canada. This year, the die-off started earlier in the summer and struck more species. The park lost 4 endangered piping plovers. The National Park Service brought in a research team from Minnesota to look for answers. They've been diving in the lakeshore now for 2 years. What they found is a huge shoal stretching more than a mile offshore. It's covered with native green algae and loaded with invasive zebra and quagga mussels. The park's research boat docks at a small village along Lake Michigan. Dive team leader Brenda Maraska-Lefrancois was surprised when she first saw the underwater landscape.
Last year when we first dove this area, we went down and it was really shocking how little of the biomass down there was native. I think we're looking at a really altered system.
Here's what researchers know so far. Mussels filter nutrients from the water. The clearer water allows more sunlight to reach the bottom. And that spurs algae growth. Mussels also excrete phosphorus, in effect fertilizing the algae. When millions of mussels and big globs of algae decompose, it uses up oxygen in water near the bottom of the lake. And that's a condition just right for a naturally occurring strain of botulism to grow. So how does botulism migrate from the bottom to the surface and poison shorebirds? Enter the round goby. It's a small invasive fish that comes from the same Caspian Sea area where zebra and quagga mussels originate. Last year, the research team at Sleeping Bear saw gobies in some places. Now, says Byron Carnes, everywhere they look when diving on algae beds, there are solid sheets of mussels and blankets of gobies. And he's watched them feeding on the mussels.
Part of the zebra quagga mussel that is the juiciest, these guys tend to just go right in and they do this frenzy feeding where they just come in and they just start pounding away at all the broken shells and trying to get out as much of the good stuff inside the quagga mussel as they possibly can.
Mussels don't have nervous systems, so they aren't harmed by the botulism toxin. But when gobies get a dose, they flop around on the surface for a day or so while succumbing. That's when shorebirds pick up an easy but potentially deadly meal. Some diving ducks also may get poisoned by feeding directly on the mussels. That's the theory most scientists in the field use to explain what's happening. But researcher Harvey Bootsma says the cycle isn't active all the time, so it's hard to prove each step. He's with the Great Lakes Water Institute in Milwaukee.
I think the problem is that it's usually a sporadic and short-lived event when this occurs, and unless somebody happens to fortuitously be collecting the right samples at the right place in the right time, it's very difficult to pin down the process as it's occurring.
While researchers try to document the effects of invasive species in one place, they take off somewhere else. This fall, there are half as many dead birds along the Sleeping Bear Dunes lakeshore as last year. But the die-off is now spreading farther north along the Lake Michigan coast. And there have been similar outbreaks in recent years along Lakes Erie and Huron. So far, Harvey Bootsma says, there are no good solutions to break the cycle of algae, mussels, and gobies that he thinks is the likely way botulism toxin is reaching shorebirds.
And it's just a great example of how huge an impact a new species can have on an ecosystem. And I think it makes it all the more imperative that we try to stem the tide of exotic species coming into the Great Lakes.
Researchers say it may take decades for the Great Lakes to recover from these effects, if they ever do. For the Environment Report, I'm Bob Allen.